You wonder who his family, shall we say?
Well, I was just wondering how my grandfather used to use a coffee grinder to check how much moisture was in the grain before he harvested it, and I've still got it, and I just wondered, but when they were getting the harvest, and how would they know that it was the right time to get in?
Well, that is so much skill, but risk when you see the cotton hay, of course, gladly your hay seed your body, but sometime previously you harvested your own rye and bought clover and some had to put into it. But I seem to have some memory of it's ready to harvest when you take your cap off and a sweep through the heads of it, and if you harvested three grains it was supposed to be ready to harvest, something like that anyway.
But it had been some job before the binders and the combine harvesters, though.
Oh, well, I've harvested, you know, with tying sheaves. Well, cotton with a reaper. It was an advance. And that was superseded, of course, by the binder and then the combine. But then you'd harvest your grain, but then it stood in the stook for, well, 3 weeks or so, and it would finish ripening then. They'd taken substance out of the straws, but I worked away somewhere, I think, in the days of hand working and building of stacks on the lake, that a sheaf was handled, I think, something like 24 times from when it was harvested until it was fed to the cow. So, of course, with the combine, that's all combined. And, but then, when you're combining, you have to arrange for either drying your grain or chemical additives to keep it for fermenting. It's not dry. Mm.
It used to be they used the scythe to clear roads for the binder.
For the ripper, the horse car. Yeah, well, cut a road around the field so as nothing was tramped.
There's a story, isn't there, of somebody using the hook to cut space for the man with the scythe to stand?
Yes, but but then before the days of artificial manure, sometimes the crop was not very low and there would be comments that some man could give the other man bands. The point was that you know, tied your sheaf with a band made of straw. That's well, like the Irish definition of a kiss, easy to demonstrate but hard to describe. But sometimes the crop would be that short that it would be difficult to get straws long enough to make a band for the sheaf. Mm-hmm. And while cutting with a scythe or something like that, you left something like 2 inches or so in the ground. You'd pulled some straw so as you got this extra 2 inches to make a band. So
I've heard in a peculiar people that those different knots, different farm use different knots, so that when they were working in common land, one sheaf could be told for another.
That's in the days of Runrig when the land was very close together, no fences or anything between, but as you say, I can make two different knots in the band.
And so folk would have known that was your sheaves then?
Oh yeah, if they were blown together. I heard one difficult harvest, but it came a storm anyway on a Sunday and the wind was blowing the sheaves too. But the wind was blowing in the right direction for this farm, but children of the house were catching the sheaves as they came and stowing them in the barn.
And what about the end of the harvest? Did they still have a straw bickle in your day?
A what?
A straw.